Iraq beefs up security in the wake of a wave of church bombings. The beauty of scripture translation rises up out of the ashes of war in Congo. And the gospel brings transformation to India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Seven churches have been bombed in Baghdad and Mosul in the last week. While security is being beefed up, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conandike says it's not clear if the message is Christians get out or if it's much more sinister.
It's hard to say. It certainly is very concerning, the sheer number of attacks. But obviously, it was a very, very well-orchestrated and targeted attack against believers. So there is a concern that these types of attacks could continue and, of course, escalate in intensity and in their impact.
Many Iraqi Christians have fled the persecution, but there remains a remnant church willing to stand for the gospel. Some worship underground, but many continue to worship in churches such as the ones that were bombed. Ask God to guard the hearts of Iraqi Christians against fear and enable them to continue serving Him with boldness.
People can pray specifically in this situation for those who have lost loved ones, those who witness these attacks, again, that they will not be driven out by fear, that they will just continue to serve boldly.
Next, war has raged in the Democratic Republic of Congo for the past 5 years and taken 3 million lives. Wycliffe Associates is looking to provide hope in this war-torn land by building a translation center in the city of Bunia. There, they'll translate 5 new languages and reach about 1.6 million people with the scriptures for the first time. Pray for the nationals' hearts to be prepared. Go to our website for information on how to help raise funds. You're listening to Mission Network News. A Muslim-dominated region of northern India used to have no school, no clinic, and no Christian witness. Now the poverty-stricken community has a Christian school and will soon have a clinic. Lars Dunberg of Global Action says many orphans need homes.
We've invited Christian couples who have no children or just have one child and want to give 10 years to serve the Lord, and suddenly one day they have no children, next day they have 7. And so we create a family unit of 7 children and 2 parents. We right now have 5 of those units, and we hope to have 14 when we have finished.
Many children in this area die because they barely have any clothes to wear in the cold winter. You can register on our website to win a trip to distribute blankets for them.
You will go into the villages of northern India and provide literally life to some of these people who otherwise may die in the very, very cold winter.
Next, missionaries have been working in many countries for hundreds of years. Now, many of those countries are sending their own missionaries to the ends of the earth, says Steve Strauss of SIM International.
An eager desire to go to great lengths to share the gospel and go to places that North Americans might feel a little uncomfortable in just because the culture is so different, and what has become in our country now a fear of Islam makes us afraid to go to some places. These folks were not afraid.
Many missionaries from areas like Latin America have...
This is something that is off the radar screen of many North Americans, but when we think of the typical missionary right now, the typical missionary is not an American. They're are more missionaries from other countries than from the United States.
Pray for SIM as it develops a multicultural team to send the gospel around the world. And Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, begins August 22nd. It's a time of fasting and prayer when Muslims reevaluate their lives in light of Islamic guidance. Well, we'd like you to begin praying for the Muslim world during this time. For a gift of any amount, MNN will be sending you the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide. It'll help you get a better understanding of Muslims, which will ultimately help you share your faith with Muslims more effectively. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to get your copy. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure during the winter months. Activate your name by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.